Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Bill Schley is here, too. Bill's a great member of our Brain Trust. More than 14 years he's been hanging out with us. He's the president and co-founder of Brand Team 6. He's the author of Why Johnny Can't Brand, also Power of 10, also Microscript Rules. He's the guy who created the idea of Microscript Rules. And he's one of the Brand Brothers. You've heard of the Blues Brothers. Well, these are the Brand Brothers, a couple of crazy guys, and we always have fun and get smarter when Bill joins us. Bill, welcome back to the show.
Hey, it's always good to be here, Jim. It's always good to be up at 6 a.m., so you know that.
It's good to have you back on the show, Bill. Stop whining. Hey, Bill, one of the things that I started talking about really early on in the show 21 years ago was the concept of branding. Now, back in those days, branding on Main Street was not something that was talked about a lot. And so we've been talking about it for a long time, and it seems like in the last couple of years, I haven't heard as much about that. Not that many people have wanted to talk about branding. Of course, we continue to here on the show. But why do you think – tell us why branding is still powerful.
Well, branding is powerful because it's not optional, first of all. I mean, when one thing we learned about the human brain, we were writing this book, The Microscript Rules, how to tell your story or differentiate your brand in a sentence or less, which is that subtitle's pretty heavy and important about that. You know, people think that the brand is optional. I don't have to spend money on branding. The problem is that when people see anything or have an opinion or try your product, they form an instant judgment. That's what a brand is.
That's right.
There's an instant judgment in their mind. A brand is
first impression.
An idea in the mind attached to a name. It's a first impression you form about a person. Your brain can't not make that impression and put that and file that in the brain. So either you control your brand, or your competitors or customers are going to make your brand, and you're not going to like their tagline. So they're going to brand you. They have an opinion. So you need to help control that in the way.
Bill, that's one of the things that I've been talking about for all these years. Is you have a brand. Your company, your products, you or yourself have a brand. It's not a question about whether you have a brand or not. The question is, who's defining it?
Exactly. And they're going to define it for you. So the point is that all a brand is an idea of a difference. It's a difference attached to your name, right? And it really comes down to something that simple. It shouldn't be a slogan. Slogans don't mean anything. It needs to be a difference. So you think of the great brands, for example, Volvo, safe car. Timex was the tough watch. BMW was the ultimate driving machine.
That's right.
Each one of these names has a difference attached. Wheaties, breakfast of champions.
Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
That's right. In the old days, people had taglines. You'll notice that nowadays, These cool, too cool for school technology companies that don't, they think it's cool not to have a tagline anymore. So in other words, it's cool for me to have no idea what your company is or why I need it. That's not cool.
That's right.
This is the thing, and this is the other thing about brands people have to realize, that everyone says, well, with technology and social media and all the rules have changed and branding is different and marketing is different, and we have to say, no, it's not. No, it's not. Technology changes every day. Humanity never does.
Well, see, you're making my point, and both of my last two books have been all about this. The fact it keeps coming back, Bill, to the prophecy. I call it Nesbitt's razor. the prophecy of John Nesbitt 35, almost 35 years ago, actually close to 40 years, he said the more high-tech we have, the more high-touch we will want, and that includes this first impression power of branding you're talking about.
Well, but look at this again. That when I say an idea is a brand attached to a name, it's the first thing that comes to your mind. If you hear the brand name, it triggers, needs to trigger, buy this product, get this benefit. That is the most simple equation that there is. And small business people don't have time to fool around with slogans that don't mean anything. Mm-hmm. Let me give you an example, and this gets to another point, which is the small business people do this so much better than big business people now. They think, oh, we don't have the big budgets and the $50 million. No, what you have is you. You've got common sense, and you don't have a committee of 50 people that can all sit around at a table and tell you no. Everybody can say no, but nobody can say yes, and then have to approve, get the boss's boss to finally approve it at the top, and what you get at the top is nothing. You look at all the big brand names, so many big companies, but you don't have to do that because you're a small business. Mm-hmm. So you can have a real difference in your slogan, right?
Well, it doesn't take take a budget. It doesn't take any kind of a budget. It doesn't cost a nickel to be in control of your own brand.
No, well, of course not. So, but remember, if you want to be in control of your own brand, okay, let's go back to something else too. A brand is not logos and color palettes and fonts or those things. A brand is the difference that only you can, that you stand for. The brand is the difference that makes the difference. It's going to make some not just notice you, but want to buy you. That difference is the difference that makes it all the difference. Okay. Mm-hmm. So let me give you some taglines. Slogan or difference. Here's the first one. Here's a slogan. Now that's eating. Right? What is that? A restaurant or something? Or maybe it's a company that helps you, I don't know, for floss your teeth. Let's see. Something to smile about.
Right.
That's a big company brand name. Okay. Okay. The car companies are amazing at this these days. How about this one? Find new roads.
Oh, geez.
Chevy.
Those are just slogans, folks. They mean nothing.
You can't. That's right. You can't find new roads in a Kia. find new roads in that Chevy. Here's
hey, Bill. Bill, I need your website, please.
My website is actually, they should come to listen to the Brand Brothers. Brothers is brandbrothersshow.com.
Brandbrothersshow.com. When we come back after the break, we're going to talk some more about why you small business owners have a brand advantage over the big guys. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. See you with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.